I don't want to do the show anymore.
Why not?
Because Brian is a two-faced lie bag.
Holy cow, a lie bag?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I've never even heard that term before.
A two-faced lie bag? There's a lot of things in life that I am, no doubt. And I will admit to most of it. A two-faced lie bag, I am not.
You don't even know what it is, dude. You didn't grow up on a farm.
All right. Tell us what a lie bag is.
Bag full of lies.
And that only happens on a farm?
And you throw those off the bridge every 3 months when the
when it fills up?
When the new season comes around, you got to harvest.
So how is it that I'm a lie bag?
What? Is there sweat on your forehead?
There
probably
is. Actually, there's a drip of sweat.
You all right?
You make me nervous when you call me things.
You missed it. Why don't you wipe the whole forehead? Do a clean sweep of the front porch.
There.
You all right? You all right, Gerard?
You called him out.
Are you okay?
Are you on another cleanse?
No.
Are you doing a lemon-lime cleanse?
No, I decided that this is the BG2 cleanse. I'm drinking just Coca-Cola.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Neither would I. Okay, so guys, I got something for today.
24 ounces of Coke.
We don't have a lot of time. I want you to fully experience this. All right?
That's what she said.
So,
you going to put your headphones on?
Put your headphones
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard.
Hi.
Robert Shide.
Hello.
We are The Shide Show.
Hi.
Today we're doing drugs.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Robert's putting pills in front of us.
So what I want you to do is this.
I never thought you'd be the guy that had us do drugs.
Yeah.
So are we dropping E on the air?
So basically,
this is
what you got to do. You got to take this pill. Mm. All right.
Are we taking it? It says miracle on the package.
I know. It'll be a miracle. Now, don't swallow it. What you got to do is you put it on your mouth. And you gotta rub it around on your tongue until it dissolves.
That's what
your entire tongue, okay? Go ahead.
First of all,
I can't just blindly take narcotics and do what you tell me to do.
Rub it around on your tongue. The whole tongue.
Oh, it fucking tastes terrible. Yeah, it tastes like a piece of cardboard.
What the fuck? I'm gonna vomit.
No, dude. What if I vomit? All around your tongue.
You have a bucket?
No.
I might be sick.
No, rub it around your tongue.
This is gross, dude.
Okay, so this is what we're doing, guys.
Wait, how long do I have to do this for?
Until it dissolves.
I'm really getting
It's sick. Okay. Rub it around your whole tongue.
I'm trying. I'm really not liking this experience.
Whatever is happening right now, I'm against it.
Okay, what we're doing is we're taking this, this is a pill.
Dude, this is,
That changes.
By the way, I just want to point out the fact that you just put a pill in front of me and without even question, I put it in my mouth.
I know.
That's not cool.
It's not dissolving.
Now chew it up.
No, I don't want to chew it.
Chew it up. It'll be faster. Rub it.
What is this?
Rub it. Okay. This is,
Is anyone having a bad time? I'm having a...
chew it, dude. This is sinsipalum dulcificum. Either way,
I'm eating a barn.
It's also known as the miracle berry. So this is what the miracle berry does.
Can I drink water?
You can now have some water. Don't get rid of it, though.
I didn't eat the pill. I gotta be honest with you, I swallowed it.
Well, you might not experience everything we're about to. This is a grapefruit. This is a lime. This is an orange.
Robert, this better be awesome.
This is a lemon. We're gonna try these. These are carrots. Strawberries.
Okay.
Fucking terrible,
and
dude.
And an apple. These pills, this is a berry, okay, that they discovered changes the way you taste things. So things that are previously sour will taste sweet. Not only sweet, but they're supposed to be the most amazing sweet you've ever tasted in your life.
I hope so, because I need something to counteract what just happened in my face hole.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start off with the lemon, all right? Now, you're not supposed to really have things that are crazy. Like, nothing sweetened.
Do you know what else you can do with a lemon?
What?
You can put it into water, and then that's all you put into your body for...
What do I do with this?
Just take a bite out of this. This is a lemon.
I'm not just going to eat a lemon raw.
Bite it, dude.
Hold on. Let me take the seeds out.
And see how it is.
Oh, my God.
It tastes like an orange.
It tastes amazing.
Oh, my God.
It tastes like lemonade. Like the best...
I just ate the whole thing.
You just totally put the whole thing. Greg just ate the whole piece of lemon in his mouth. It tastes
like... And I'm not, like, cringing at all.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
that's awesome.
Now, people,
don't put it in my cup of water.
What?
Wait, Gerard didn't do it right, so he's cringing.
He took the pill.
He just swallowed the pill instead of
the first
ate
bite
it.
Was sweet.
Mm. Second bite, really good. Okay, so they supposedly
now what
took this pill. They wanted to take this fruit and use it as an artificial sweetener, right? Because it actually makes things sweeter.
Uh-huh.
I taste it around the sides of my tongue as well. It tastes pretty incredible.
It's still going. This stuff's still happening right now.
Yeah.
Now,
it's crazy.
Now,
sweet.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I blew it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because I didn't bite down.
Why don't you take another
down.
Pill?
I don't want to take another one because it tastes so bad.
You sure?
Brian, take it because this is the whole fucking point of the thing.
Here.
All right. Maybe just half. I just need to chew half of one.
Just chew half of one. It doesn't matter. You can take just half.
Give me half.
All right.
Here.
What is the name of this berry?
Well, they call it the miracle berry. This is the
actual
official name.
Of
read it. I don't know.
Okay.
You can do
the actual name of the berry is Sinsapollen dulcifugum. Sinsapollen dulcifusium. Sinsapollen ducifuculum.
Probably not the right guy.
Miracle fruities. Simply turns sour into sweet.
It's really good.
Miracle fruit for the miracle bear. It is a tropical fruit that temporarily changes your sense of taste and makes sour or bitter foods and drinks taste sweet.
Yeah.
You just put it in your mouth and rub it around on your tongue.
Rub it around on your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Don't chew it yet.
Get it all on the tongue. Coat the whole tongue. That's the key. So you're putting it on there again. Mm-hmm. So
put it on, Bri.
You're done.
Now they
the problem with it
does taste awful to start. But the problem with it was that as an artificial sweetener, it affected all the other foods that you ate. That's why people were like, no, we're not going to use this as a sweetener. Yeah, because I mean you'd have something that had that in there and you'd be like, oh, this tastes great.
Right.
And you weren't having the sugar when you did that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then after that, everything would taste crazy sweet.
All right.
Sugar
now,
so let's have.
I want to hear. I can't imagine what the orange is going to taste.
You want
like, the orange is already sweet.
You want? Let's do a lime.
Mm-hmm.
So a lime.
No, because we already did a sour. The lemon was sour. The lime's
going to
be sour.
Yeah, we're going to do them all at some point. Right. You want to? What do you want? I'll do lime. We'll do lime.
The real question is, and I guess that's what we're here to figure out. How long does this last? This pill.
Do you still have the next one in your mouth?
No, it's already gone.
Last little while.
I chewed it. Eated it. I ate it.
So you chew it up and swallow it before you
do
this.
All right, so I'm going to take this lime.
Get it all around. Just get it all around.
I normally would never take a piece of lime and just shove it in my mouth.
Yeah, this is a lime. Here we go. Ready with the lime?
All right, so I'm going to eat a lime.
Mmm. Holy crap.
What the hell? That makes no sense.
It tastes amazing.
It's so good.
It's pretty incredible.
It makes no sense.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
All right, so a lime.
That's a lime.
Tastes super sweet.
Yeah, tastes really good. I brought grapefruit.
I don't eat grapefruit.
So interesting.
Well, you will today.
I normally don't eat grapefruit.
Neither do I.
To me, grapefruit is a fruit that makes no sense to me. I don't know why people eat it. I know it's a very popular breakfast food.
Oh, yeah. I never eat grapefruit. I don't like grapefruit.
The only time that I've ever been able to have grapefruit was when I put like a bunch of honey on it or something.
Or like sugar. People douse grapefruit in sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Grapefruit's good when you pour half a glass of sugar on it.
This is like you're handing us a quarter pound of grapefruit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can you cut these in like quarters?
Just bite into it.
I just need a bite. I just need a bite. Just cut it and cut that in half and just give us a bite.
Here, just take that. That's a bite.
We're just experimenting. It's like the Today Show. We don't need the whole thing here.
Here,
just,
do it. Eat
I'm
it.
Not eating the whole thing. I just want a bite.
Just eat that. Take one.
That's what she said. I just want a bite.
Let's pop some of these seeds out.
Yeah. So this is a grapefruit. I just want a taste of it. I just want a taste
of it. This is a grapefruit here. Normally, we wouldn't eat.
Biting into a grapefruit, something I
normally would not eat this.
That's pretty.
Oh my God.
That's pretty damn good.
Now. It's good, but I will say the grapefruit still has elements of pretty sour in it.
Yeah, well,
I got a sour aftertaste.
Holy
on that.
Shit!
This is juicy.
It's wicked juicy. Hold on, I'm gonna go get some paper towels.
Please do. Okay, so while you do that, once again, success with the grapefruit. But there is that hint of grapefruit flavor. So
right.
If you don't like grapefruit,
remember, guys, how bitter grapefruit. You
there's a back. Yeah. There's still a backdoor sour of the grapefruit.
Yeah, but usually grapefruits are wicked bitter. That's not there.
Now here comes an orange. Now here's what I meant. You know, you got the sweetener with an orange coming. Now orange is already sweet.
Orange is
without. I eat a lot of oranges.
I love orange.
This is a
one
navel
of the main
orange.
Fruits that part of the regular repertoire.
Did you just say it's a native orange?
Navel orange.
So it came off of a girl's teat. Came off of right off of a teat.
That's not what Nate. This is an orange.
Yeah, this looks is a like navel.
Can you cut? Navel can you orange. Cut that in half?
Oh my God! What do you like? On the soccer
and can
team?
can you get me a fork too?
No, I
on the soccer team? What does a soccer team have to do with cutting an orange?
You never were on the soccer team, apparently.
No, oh so tell God. Me what it means.
Let's how does this taste?
All right, so
oh,
what's
it
happening?
It's so good.
Mmm. Holy crap!
All right, now that's amazing.
Oh my God,
that's nice. Yeah.
Right. Oh, so good.
That's the sweetest, most delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
So, it's like the gods came down themselves and handed us the fruit on high.
So you could buy this stuff online.
I love it.
These pills.
I might have another piece of orange.
Go ahead. Brian wasn't able to eat a whole one.
Because I'm on the soccer team.
Why is this soccer team? I don't understand.
I don't know. He's the one who said, what do you want on the soccer team?
That's like you're, you know, when you're a little kid and the quarters had to be really small.
Wow.
Ugh. That is sweet.
That is
crazy
super
sweet.
I want to eat the peel.
Bite
you put
it.
The peels here on the cutting board.
Just put them over. Okay, let's try. Let's try an apple.
So this is actually, the apple's really good too.
And this is going to beat the orange. This orange is the pinnacle.
This is a sour apple. This is a Granny Smith. All right, so
careful, crying out loud, shy.
Well, the knife you gave me is like a knife for somebody on a soccer team.
That's because Greg doesn't have any utensils in his studio.
I'm a bachelor. All right, here we go. I'm going to eat the apple.
Can you cut that in half?
I'm not fucking cutting that in half. You eat it.
Whoa. Not sour.
Wow. It's really sweet. See, the danger here, wow, is that sweet things can end up being too sweet.
Okay, so let's explain the technology here. We have this pill.
Yeah.
We swathed it all around our tongue. Mm-hmm. So our tongue is doing some little dance that's sending weird signals to our brain that doesn't exist.
It just changes the way your taste buds taste things.
Are you guys noticing that things kind of all taste the same a little bit?
A little bit.
Sweet.
Almost like they put Splenda on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else makes your taste buds dance?
What?
Do a BG cleanse. And after the third day,
lose your mind slowly.
Your taste buds will be dancing.
Okay, that's almost too sweet for me.
I'm going to be honest with you.
So
all of this has been lovely.
Yeah.
Now, the orange is outstanding.
Yeah.
But now I feel like we have, because we've sampled so much shit, it's all tasting the same.
So that's what we're going to do. Take some water.
Drink some water.
Drink some water. Cleanse out a little bit. All right. So.
Greg's choking.
Oh, no, I was just pretending I took a hit of weed off a bong.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys ever smoke off a bong?
No.
No.
Speaking of drugs.
Me neither.
All right. Let's try these.
I wish you brought some marijuana for us to eat, and then we can see if that tasted sweet, too.
Yeah.
This is just a baby carrot. Baby carrot.
Tastes like a carrot.
Don't taste anything?
No.
No difference. Same as a carrot.
I agree.
So here's what I think happened.
Yeah.
Once we cleanse our palate.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's not gone. It actually is there still.
I doubt it.
It lasts for a little while afterwards. Like it may.
All right. So what's the research? They want to take this pill and like make it like powder form. Make it like put
Where
it on like.
Where did
you
buy this? On the interweb?
On the interweb. Yeah.
So there's a possibility that we don't know what we're eating at all.
People have parties and they get together and they'll just like bring a whole bunch of weird food and just start eating it.
Who are these people?
And why are you the one of these people who know about this product on the internet?
Because I look up things on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of stuff on the internet.
Okay. Have you ever seen some of the stuff that he brings to the table?
And we were Whatever like, that oh, is, I'm not eating it.
Strawberries, dude.
Go for it. Have a strawberry.
Thank you.
I don't like strawberries.
You don't?
Can you cut that in half?
I'm not going to cut the strawberry in half.
It's a soccer game.
Hey, Robert, just do me a favor.
Here.
And cut the strawberry in half.
I mean, that's really good. But strawberries are really good.
All right, I'll have a little.
But it's like this strawberry is dipped in sugar.
Like, it's a really good strawberry.
It's like crazy sweet.
It's like the strawberry's been dipped in sugar. Which, by the way, I used to do with my grandmother.
Really?
Well, mm-hmm.
Dip your grandmother in sugar?
Yeah, and then take a bite out of her.
we've talked about some weird things on this show. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, that takes the cake.
That right there, that little simple little comment.
That's the weirdest of them all.
I need to go get something something else.
Bye. Now I'm nervous. I hope he brings back that marijuana thing you were talking about. Could you imagine if like you had a marijuana granola bar or something?
It'd be kind of cool if we got high on the show one time.
I don't know. I don't think that'd be cool.
You don't think so?
No.
Robert, have you ever been high?
No. No, I haven't.
Hmm. That's interesting. Have you ever been high, Brian?
No, I'm sober all the time.
Me too. Careful.
But you want to get high on the show?
Yeah.
So, like, we start the show by getting high and then let it unfold.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So,
it's interesting.
We're going to try some mustard.
Okay.
Just to try something.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
It may be. It may be.
We're just literally going to take mustard.
What are you putting on my finger? Don't put too much.
I'm not.
Too much.
I had a couple cups of coffee here, all this fruit, and now you want me to put mustard down?
It's not coming out.
I'm going to vomit all over you.
Oh, shit.
Right. No, broke his own rule.
Rule one.
Don't hit the table.
What does he do?
Hit the table. Boom.
Come on. There we
go. All right, so you need to give me a little background of how you came across.
Oh, whoa. All that?
Just a little dab.
Just a little mustard. And
all right, that's good.
I have so much mustard.
Go ahead. That's weird.
That's fucking
weird. That's
How's
weird.
How's it taste?
It tastes really good.
It tastes like a Snickers bar.
It tastes really good. Like, I'll down that whole thing of mustard right now. On a run.
Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, that kind of mustard on a ballpark Frank?
Well, that'd be good. Tasting like that.
This is what people do. People will do this, and you know, I forgot some of the sauces at home, but people will do this, like, Tabasco sauce tastes amazing. Worcestershire sauce, or Worcestershire.
Worcester sauce.
Oh, whatever. It tastes amazing as well, but...
Worcester.
That's the thing. You find... Like, people will have these little parties where they get together and they just... I mean, obviously, fruit tastes good no matter what.
This is a smorgasbord that you brought here this
morning. I wonder what my shirt would taste like.
Now, hold on a second.
What, your shirt? Go ahead. Give it a
try. Hold on a second. You want to try your shirt?
No, I don't want to try it.
Put on your shirt and eat it up, pass it around. We're going to be in the pill and then we're going to eat it. And be like, oh my God, that's good. Why do you surf the internet for crazy pills to make things taste better?
That's, I came across
this. That's more the issue, I wonder.
As, I don't know, I was just reading an article. People having, like, little food parties.
Who are these people? Well, who's having a food party and be like, let's experiment with this new sweet?
I would have this party. I would invite people over and, you know, we may have, like, a normal meal at first or not.
And then you'd be like, hey, everyone, put this magic pill and swish it around on your tongue.
Yeah.
Don't bite into it yet. I want you to coat your tongue completely. Mm-hmm. Now, is your tongue completely coated? Oh, no, I want you to bite into it. Don't swallow it. I want you to really get a good swish around your mouth.
And I want you to take off your pants. Take off your pants, okay? Take them off. Everybody take off their pants. Okay,
wait,
great.
Wait.
Everyone take off
guys.
Their underwear.
How did you know that's the next step?
Take off your pants and take off your underwear.
Take your pants off,
and then take off your shirt. Take off your shirt.
No.
Everyone take off your shirt and keep swishing the pill around your mouth. Take off your shirts, everybody.
Now I want you to bite into this apple. Isn't it amazing? Now I want you to all sample the semen that I'm going to pass around.
All right.
Huh? Is that really what it builds up to?
You know.
Have you drugged us? I'm feeling a little lightheaded, to be honest.
If you would like to try my semen, you
can. Oh, God.
Can you imagine it? Like, you're hooking up with a lady.
That's what it's
for. And you'd be like, I need you to put this pill in your mouth because
it's going to taste great.
What's going to happen is ultimately my semen tastes like the best nectar from the gods themselves on high.
You know,
in your mouth.
Hang on a second. You know. If that that would happen.
Oh, you know that people
because
are doing
people be like, sweet, man, my girlfriend's going to love giving me a BJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of how sweet it tastes.
Yeah.
If, now you're on to something.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly you can
is it only in pill form?
As far as I know.
Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, can you wait till after the show? We're not done recording.
No, I gotta go now.
He needs to go try something. He's gonna taste his own piss.
No, I'll be back. Just keep going.
That's a weird. That is. Greg's now going to go and smash himself in the bathroom so that he can sample his own semen.
Yep.
Because he's like, I bet you my semen, the super semen that I believe it is, probably tastes like honey.
Mm-hmm. Probably for him.
That's what he's
saying. They say that you can do this with mixed drinks as well because ultimately it changes the way anything tastes.
I wonder what a shot of tequila would taste.
Yeah, you know, right.
He's still talking.
He kept the door open.
Why is the door still open?
Because I wanted to keep talking.
Now, the thing that I would...
Does this help you get to your 10 in there?
It's only in pill form.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if it were in liquid form, so you can just take a quick shot of it, swish it around.
I mean, it is in pill form now, and I don't know. Maybe it's out there in some other sort of artificial sweetener format, like a powder or like a liquid. There's nothing that says you can't dissolve this and then... Swish it around.
So now here's the big question. This has all been an amazing experiment. The natural sweetener that this is. You claim that it's a natural supplement that comes from a certain berry.
Yeah, this is the berry right here. This is what it looks like. Those little
back
things. Yeah, I know.
And they made pills out of it.
Hang on. Greg, how was it?
It's good. I had to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, but how was it?
Sweet.
Mm. Perfect. Yeah, okay, go ahead. That's the
miracle. Obviously, I need to ask the question that's on everyone's mind right now.
Yeah.
What's the side effect?
Is this FDA approved?
At what point? Why?
You're experiencing the side effect.
Which is what?
Okay, I have a headache.
No, not that.
No.
The side effect is that for a prolonged period of time.
I have a huge boner.
Well, that's because you were just in the bathroom.
Hey, have I told you about my penis?
What about it?
Well, it's small.
Oh.
But it's thin.
So. The side effect is that things that are sour taste sweet. That's the reaction I was going for.
Total silence.
That's what it is. That's the side effect.
That's it.
So why isn't it available in every major grocery chain across America? Is it another government conspiracy that you believe?
I don't think it is available.
Why isn't it?
Because it wasn't successful as an actual sweetener, artificial sweetener, it turned into a novelty item.
Have you ever bought other pills from the internet? Or is this the only pill you've ever bought from the internet?
This is the only... No, I think I bought some vitamins from the internet once. Mm,
by vitamins, do you mean hallucinogens?
No. Vitamin C was not hallucinogenic. How is that strawberry? You enjoying
this? Is it still sweet?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I feel like the sweet has worn off
a bit. Good.
No, just so you know, it'll probably last about an hour or more.
It's really good.
What are you having for lunch?
I haven't decided yet, but...
Bacon.
Part of me feels like I should sample...
Oh, my God. I've heard that bacon tastes like it's maple glazed. It's supposed to be amazing. Yeah. But anyway, you know, so I'm encouraging people out there... Go out, buy this stuff.
All right. Well, I mean, we have tried it. We approve of it.
Yeah.
Side effects still need to be determined. Let's see. Where is the website? www.miraclefruities.com.
That's and Fruities is
It's MIRACLEFROOTIES.
Yeah.
Miracle Fruities with a double O.
And there are multiple people who make them and sell them. This is just one of the brands, but just look up Miracle Fruit.
Miracle Fruit.
Yeah.
Go try it. I would love for our audience to go try it. You guys hit us up with what you think.
Our audience never hits us up.
Well, I will always call out to them and ask them to reach back out to us.
Try something.
We tried an experiment.
That is unique. So try some things like Tabasco sauce and other sauces.
I want to hear go try Miracle Fruities and give us an account of some of the stuff you've tried and what your experience was.
You guys could blog about it.
Yeah,
or something.
Totally.
Robert, thank you for Miracle Fruities.
Yeah, thanks,
and
Robert.
And bringing all this fruit.
You're welcome.
On behalf of Robert Chai, Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
I am Brian Gerard. We're the Chai Joe.
Yay. Boom. It was also nice to just eat some fruit.
Ooh.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. Sweet pea, what's all this about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. You're the only reason I keep on.